It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So Wiki Corner today brought to you by Sunny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 to 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sunny's Family Diner at 2171 West Henrietta Road. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we're continuing our theme week on weird festivals around the world. And so far, I have talked about festivals in other parts of the world.
Yes.
So I thought we need to talk about a festival that takes place right here in the United States.
Oh, good. Yes.
So today we're talking about Frozen Dead Guy Days.
The what now? The
Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, this is an annual celebration that is held in the town of Estes Park, Colorado.
Okay.
And it loosely celebrates the cryopreservation of a guy named Brito Morstol.
I'm sorry, one more time with the name.
Brito Morstol.
Brito Norstol.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, you know what cryopreservation is, right? Where you're frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
So, here's what happened. In 1989, a Norwegian citizen brought the corpse of his recently deceased grandfather, Brito, to the United States.
Okay.
The body was preserved on dry ice for the trip, of course, and then stored in liquid nitrogen at a cryonics facility in California from 1990 until 1993.
Okay.
In 1993, Brito was returned to dry ice and transported to the town of Nederland, Colorado, where his daughter and grandson planned to create a cryonics facility of their own. So they brought Grandpa along.
He was going to start it out.
Right.
He was
the first go at it, yeah. So when his grandson was deported from the United States for overstaying his visa, his daughter continued keeping her father's body cryogenically frozen in a shack behind her unfinished house.
Well, okay.
She was eventually evicted from her home for living in a house with no electricity or plumbing in violation of local ordinances.
Nothing about keeping the dead guy in ice in the back, though.
Well, she was worried, obviously, that her father might thaw out.
Wait. So she was cited for no electricity.
Yeah.
No plumbing.
Yeah.
No. But again, nothing about having a dead body in the shed in the backyard.
Well, so because she was concerned about her dad thawing out.
I get that she was. I just can't believe there's no ordinance in this town about this.
Let me get there. She spoke to a local reporter who then went to the city council. And the story caused a sensation, as you can imagine.
You can imagine.
And the town quickly passed a municipal code making it illegal to store a frozen human or animal on your property.
Okay, finally.
So it wasn't there before, but now it is. But luckily for Brito, he was grandfathered in.
You're so dumb.
And he was allowed to stay right there in the shed.
Well, how did he? So he didn't melt? What was going on?
No, they kept him nice and cold.
Well, who did? She was evicted.
Somebody did. I don't know. So
she's got good friends.
Right.
Because honestly, I mean, if something happened to you and you were like, look, I need you to do me a favor. I'm being taken to jail.
Yeah. She was evicted, not taken to jail.
Okay. All right. It's true. You're right. Okay.
She could still go there.
You're right. You're right. I get it. Okay.
Take care of things.
I was not following the story properly.
He's now, Grandpa Brito is now over 110 years old.
Oh, wow.
And he still is residing there in the tough shed in the hills above Nederland. Yes, he is. There's a local caretaker who is responsible for delivering dry ice to keep him in cryopreservation.
Yeah.
And in honor of the town's unique resident, an annual celebration was started in 2002.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So Frozen Dead Guy Days is typically celebrated on the second weekend of March. Coffin races, a hearse parade, and Frozen Dead Guy lookalike contests are held. Other events include a tour of the tough shed, where Grandpa is still frozen, a polar plunge for those brave enough to go swimming in Colorado in early March, a market showcasing local artists, it's nice, snowy human foosball, and a snow sculpture contest.
Okay. Well, it is cute.
Glacier Ice Cream, which is headquartered in the nearby city of Boulder, makes a flavor specifically for the festival named, appropriately enough, Frozen Dead Guy, consisting of fruit-flavored blue ice cream mixed with crushed Oreo cookies and sour gummy worms.
Is that what they think it would taste like?
I don't know. That doesn't sound very good. So there's been a growing increase in interest in the festival with rising attendance numbers every year.
Okay.
The 2019 event had an estimated 25,000 visitors.
Jeez.
Yeah. So this year, the festival was moved to Estes Park in partnership with the Stanley Hotel. You know what the Stanley Hotel was?
What?
The inspiration for Stephen King's 1977 best-selling novel, The Shining.
Wow. Who is going to this town? This is like the weirdest.
Yeah. So plans are currently in the works to move Grandpa Bredo from Nederland to the Stanley Hotel.
Why not?
Plan is to use the currently unused ice house on the hotel property where ice was kept for refrigeration years ago as a resting place for him. I mean, it's perfect.
You almost couldn't have written it any better if you tried.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That whole thing is amazing.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Frozen Dead Guy Days, did you?
Yeah, so since Grandpa Bredo is in cryopreservation, I thought we'd play Keep Yourself Alive by Queen.
You know, by the way, when I picture cryopreservation, I picture scientists in a lab, not a shed
with
frozen ice.
In the backyard?
Yeah, but all right, whatever. Well, it is what it is. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7. It's Queen and Keep Yourself Alive. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Frozen Dead Guy Days
as
part of our theme week, Weird Festivals Around the World.
Yes, they're weird. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, there we go.
Now go.
Okay, Frozen Dead Guy Days celebrates a cryogenically frozen resident of Nederland, Colorado.
The festival includes coffin races and a hearse parade.
And around 25,000 visitors attend the annual event.
It's a lot of people.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's
Estes
big deal.
Park. And what is it? It's northwest of Boulder, I think, is where Estes Park is in Colorado geography. That's fascinating. It really is. And I was reflecting on the festivals we have around here.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Park Ave Fest, named after the road on which it happened.
The Lilac Festival.
The Lilac Festival for the trees that are there. The Cornhill Arts Fest for the
neighborhood.
The neighborhood that is there. Fairport Canal Days for the town that it was in.
Yeah.
A Hilton Apple Fest where they grow the apples in the town of Hilton.
That's right.
And then out in Colorado, it couldn't just be the Estes Park Festival. It's the Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Yeah.
Even just the name is so...
Well, it says what it is.
It does. It's very... Yeah. Rudimentary. It's very utilitarian.
If it was just Estes Park Festival and you went there and then you didn't know what it was really about,
and
then there were coffin races.
You were right. You would.
And frozen dead guy lookalikes.
You would wonder.
You would be like, what is this?
You would.
So it's good to know up front.
It is.
You know?
It is. But if they're bringing back the Park Ave Fest, maybe they want to, you know, mix it up a bit.
Well...
All right, folks, want to learn more about Frozen Dead Guy Days, Sarah? Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link where it takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day. I was just thinking about, like, what if there is somebody cryogenically frozen? You don't know.
You
it's
don't
in your
know.
Neighbor's shed. You think there's, like, rakes and stuff in there, but maybe there's a cryogenically preserved body in there. You don't know.
How well do you know your neighbors? Come on. It's a good point. Good point. I'm just picturing Maggie Strickland sending out a legend with a microphone broadcasting going, we're live at the Frozen Dead Guy Days. Come on down. Sign up to win tickets to see the Red Wings. And all right.
Coffin races start in 20 minutes. Oh,
I would love to see that.
I wonder if there are any local radio stations that go to that festival.
There must be.
I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll do more research on this. All right, wonderful. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode. We'll wrap up the full set, the episode 5 of your weird festivals around the world.
Yes.
You've set the bar high on a Thursday. All right, traffic and weather next.